Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Available on your desktop, laptop, and mobile device. Now, unfortunately left to their own devices, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Don't wait another eBay minute to give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Well, it didn't work, so I must not have that newer version.
What phone do you have?
I have the Note 5.
Yeah, it works on a Note 5.
Really?
So you have to make your hand like stop in the name of love. Mm-hmm. You know how you put your palm
exactly.
up like that? Now, the little finger side of your hand.
Got it.
Right? Put it perpendicular to the screen.
Uh-huh.
And then from the left to the right on a screen, on a shot, just move it over. Just swipe with your whole hand like that.
I just did. And down at the bottom comes scroll capture. Scroll capture, draw, crop, and share.
Yeah. So you've taken a screenshot. Go into your gallery.
That's it?
Yeah, go into your gallery.
So do share, right?
Yeah, right. I hear the phone go off. I mean, I hear the...
Do share.
When you do this, if your sound is up, you'll hear the camera, you know, the shutter sound.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I hear it.
Oh,
and you just did it.
Okay. So got it. Yay! Okay,
yeah,
thank
really
you.
Really quick that way.
Phew. I'll tell you somebody who probably would have understood it much quicker would be Ron from Birmingham, Alabama, known as Oilerman 21. Hello, Ron. What's your question?
Hello, Lee.
How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Hello, Griff. Congratulations on your recent wedding.
Thank you.
What I'm calling about is defects. During 2017 so far, I've had seven. Three were removed. Two are legitimate screw-ups by me.
Yeah.
And the most recent two are questionable. I'm going to call and talk to eBay about it. But that's not what I'm calling about. If I retain four defects, how long will they affect my rating? For what period of time?
So it depends on your volume of sales, if I remember correctly. So if you're selling enough to be in the look back window for 3 months, I think that's 400 mm-hmm. items. They should scroll off then. If it's less, then it usually takes a year for them to scroll off.
So okay.
If you're selling
possibly, go ahead.
If you're selling less than, is it 400 items in 3 months? I'm sorry if I should know this, and let me go to the help and contact and look this up before I say another word.
In the meantime, while he's looking it up, you feeling okay, Ron? You getting better?
Oh yes, we're fine. We're back about 99%, Lee, and
okay.
Everything is going well. Sales are going good. We had a period of time there where our listings were quite low, but you know that's building back up now, and we're working on getting everything back together and the new. The marketing thing. Gosh, Lee, I can't remember what it's called. That marketing program where you do sales. It's under promotions, not promoted listings. But anyway, I started using that, and I've got six or eight sales going out there. It's terrific. And I've already got results from those sales.
You know the best part of you, though, Ron, the best part of you is that, okay, so you had some defects, and it's affected your ratings and things of that sort. But you're saying, okay, Griff, how do I get back on the track? How long is it going to take me? And you're getting right back on the horse and riding.
Right.
It
happened to Griff, too, Ron, so...
Yeah, I heard you discussing it. That's what made me give a call and see really if eBay doesn't see it like I see it, then I have to live with those defects until And that was my question. Okay, if I got to live with them, how long do I have to live with them? And under what circumstances? And Griff is outlining that for me now.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with it, Ron. And you're doing the right thing to just get right back up on the horse. You and Griff have something in common because it was all medical stuff that was going on when you, you guys, you know, when these things happened to you. What are you going to do? Just get right back on the horse and keep riding. Ron, thank you. Always lovely to hear your voice. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So I'm so excited now. Were you looking up something and did you find it? I'm sorry.
I'm having a hard time finding it, but I don't think it's changed, which is the look back.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it's if you sell 400 items, within 3 months that I think that's the, pardon me if that's wrong, then that gives you the different look back period. If you're selling more, then you look back every 3 months, so your thing can change.
And if you're selling a lot less, it could be 12 months.
Right. If it's less than 300,
right,
400 items every quarter, then I believe it's you default to the year look back. So it's still possible to get things off if you increase your sales, because it's all based on a percentage. So if you up your sales, you could get something that would fall. It's not necessarily that it would fall off, but your sales percentage as it increases decreases the percentage effect of those particular defects or in this case the late shipping or whatever it is that has caused you to slip to above standard.
Okay.
I have one coming off in December, I think it is. So.
One.
Yeah, but that's all it takes for me is I'm not really focused on this anymore.
Yeah, we know.
I'm just not. Yeah.
I know why.
And
we all do.
Yeah, I got something top of mind. But the thing that's, so I say this all the time and people freak out when I say it because I've been saying it since, well, for the last 5 or 6 years, is me personally, I'd love to see the discount go away. Because I think it drives like a lot of craziness. There should be other ways of providing, incentives or recognition and rewards for sellers that provide the best service. And in my view, we get closer to that ideal as our structured data, project, marches on and becomes more widespread on the site. I think the sellers with the best customer service records should be the ones that are featured first, all other things considered equal, on product pages and on search results for relevant items. I think the reward for sellers with best service is that you put them front and center when a buyer's looking to purchase an item. I think I know I take a lot of flack for this, and I was not behind. It was not me who, was the impetus behind the slashing of the discount from 20 to 10%. But I said, well, in my view, I think we're moving in the right direction. Yes, it means you pay more in fees. I understand that. But you're not worried about, I'm going to have to pay. If you build it into your business, which I've always warned people not to do, and sellers do it anyway, that should you happen, like myself, to lose that top rated seller status, then you're losing the 10% discount and it'll drive you batty. You're saying, I can't afford that. My margins are too tight. I think it should just be off the table. I don't think we need to reward for what are basic table stakes when it comes to customer service expectations. So that's just my own personal view. But in the meantime, if you lose it, the best way is just continue on. I get really, concerned when I hear sellers that, you know, I just spent 8 hours on the phone arguing with customer support that they should take off a defect. And I know 8 hours is, I'm exaggerating, but you know, let's say 1 or 2 hours. That's time better spent sourcing, listing, selling an item. You list on eBay to sell, period. And that should be your top focus. And the best way to sell is to make your buyers happy and provide them the things that they are searching for the best deals possible.
And also I ask you to think, when you have an emergency in your family, when you're going through that, and you're an entrepreneur and you're going through a medical emergency or any kind of emergency in your family, you do need to think about your business a little bit. And it's kind of hard to think about it when all that is going on. I understand. But please know that most people, I mean, I don't know what statistics eBay has on this, but I would guess, Griff, that most people, when this happens to real sellers, it's because of some emergency in their life.
Yeah.
I mean, some people just get tired, you know, of working, no matter what you do, never mind being on eBay. But my guess is the majority of people who this happens to, the good sellers, it's because some emergency was going on in their lives.
Exactly.
So this is the time to, you know, be prepared and know what you're going to do if you're following, as I say, that ambulance to the hospital. You need to know what you're going to do with your eBay store and everything else when this is going on.
It's funny you should say that because I've followed the ambulance in the last month at least three times. So
horrible feeling.
Well, he wasn't in danger. I just thought, here I am behind an ambulance.
See, so. Mine, it was.
Yours was
he
different.
Was, yeah.
John was in serious.
They were keeping him alive in the.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in the truck. So, anyway, we're almost through for today. We have one more segment.
Boy, this really went fast. This segment was brought to you by BULQ, Bulk, the easy way to source. Coming up next, our closing segment of this week's eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee Show. Don't miss it.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio. Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join. Inbox Zero. It's that sweet spot where you've answered each and every customer query. Reply Manager can get you there faster and makes the message more personal. With Reply Manager, your e-commerce, email, and social media messages all come into one single inbox, then automatically filters and sorts them into folders. Reply Manager even prioritizes your messages so you can respond faster. Best of all, Reply Manager keeps customer order details and conversation history all in one place. No more switching between multiple screens or accounts. All this efficiency comes with a personal touch, too. You can personalize messages using a hashtag, and smart autoresponders make every response sound like it came from a real human. Reply Manager, the shared team inbox for e-commerce. Get 10% off your first 3 months, no credit card required. At replymanager.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 428.
It could be lonely being an eBay seller. Lynn Hudziak is known on eBay as top-rated seller Daisy-Dog62. Her tip, get involved with the seller community both online and off.
Joining local eBay meetup groups, great way to meet people that do the same thing you do and understand what you do. And also joining Facebook groups. There's a bunch of them out there, including a new one that a friend of mine and I just started, Thrifty Adventures. We talk everything eBay. We're there to help each other figure out problems if there are any, help in how to list stuff. If you don't have a local meetup group, think about starting one.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, a show where you can air your eBay laundry, sweep away your shipping cares, even vacuum your dusty inventory. Now, actually living in a vacuum, here's Griff and Lee.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time.
So So, Griff, before we read the event calendar,
yes.
We were just talking about how when you have family emergencies, you need to kind of prepare your business for that. There are some things that, and we talked about that Tuesday on the show.
We did.
Some things that you need to know in advance of having a family emergency, like who's got your passwords, who can do this for you, can somebody send things out, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Go off in a room while the person is in with the doctor and shut down your eBay store, whatever you have to do, be prepared right. to do it. But I looked back on the internet and I found from 2014 on eBay community chat, that somebody said, I think my question is, am I allowed to be firm with someone when they give me the family emergency line if I'm the buyer? What about if I'm the seller? How do I rate sellers who use this excuse? I really don't want to be a jerk, but five times in less than a month is a little too much for me to believe, and I'm not going to read it to you, but the person put all the five excuses that eBay sellers gave.
Wait. Five different people?
Yeah, in 1 month. My dad has cancer. He needs to be driven for treatment in the past 6 months, da-da-da-da. The second one was my friend has cancer. He's in a wheelchair. Changes to the house had to be made, and it just five of them up there put all the five excuses. So somebody answered back, you don't know for a fact that they're lying, so cut them some slack.
Right.
Be thankful that you don't have many family emergencies, and when you do, you can handle them well. Not everybody can. If you don't want to be a jerk, then don't be one. This person was trying to tell the other person, don't leave them a bad thing. Try to, you know, remember what they're going through. But the truth of the matter is, Griff, most buyers, they want their stuff. They paid for it.
Yes.
They want it. They're going to be angry. They may not care whether your friend is in a wheelchair.
True.
And so I just wanted to bring that up. Just be prepared. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
You ready to do?
I am,
some
yes.
seller events?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to go to our seller event on voicemarketingradio.com, which is our podcast page. You want to read the first one?
So the first one on our list is, this is the Steel City eBay Amazon e-commerce sellers group meetup. It's on Friday, November 3rd from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And the topic is Q&A plus networking with your fellow sellers.
Then on November 11th, 2017, eBay sellers in the Denver metro area meetup will have a gathering. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver, Colorado. Topics, holiday shipping and returns. Please bring your ideas for our Christmas meetup.
And then the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen on Sunday, November 19th at 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The topic will be the 2017 Fall Seller Update. They'll have a special guest. The original founder of the group, Bobby Miller, is coming up from Florida to be a guest at the meetup.
We all love Bobby so much. She's known as Seacoast Bargain on
eBay. Seacoast Bargain. Yes.
And then Minnesota Online Sellers and eBay Sellers Group Meetup is meeting, Griff.
Yeah.
7 to 9 p.m. at RK Consulting and Sales Warehouse in Ham Lake, Minnesota. Products, they're going to have a product sourcing workshop. They'll be breaking down a random pallet of unmanifested goods from a major retailer, documenting, sorting, grading, and analyzing the overall value. We'll have coffee and snacks, but please bring a chair if you feel you need one. That's such a great idea, to break down a pallet of unmanifested goods from a major retailer, and they're going to be documenting it and analyzing it and coming up with prices.
I think that's pretty cool.
That's a great way to learn, too. It's wonderful, as a matter of fact. I like it a lot. Well, so, Griff, how did Tuesday go, Tuesday night?
Oh, we had a meetup here. It was a lot of fun. We had about 40 to 50 people, and we had some folks from the search team who were talking about, and taking questions about search. That was fun. And we raffled off a bunch of eBay merch. And, of course, I went to Costco and put together my spread. I had more people every month tell me, I come here for the fun and for learning, but I also come for the salmon. So, yeah. It's great.
That's good. Oh, we just got an email. Griff was telling you about the hand wave to take a picture.
Yeah.
Something even more fun is voice programming. You should be able to teach your phone to take a picture when you say smile or cheese.
Well, I don't know if you know this.
Touch the little gear symbol in the upper left-hand corner, then the icon of a person speaking. It's not only fun, but sometimes very handy.
I don't know if... So one of the things that you can do that's really cool with the Android, or at least my Samsung phone, my Note 5, the same one you have, is when you turn the camera on, you can train it, and I use shoot. So if I have the camera on and I don't want to push the button, I just say shoot, and it takes the picture.
Oh, there's so many things I don't do with this phone. I just don't bother, but I would love to know all those things.
Yeah.
Kat from Bayshore, New York says, hi, Griffin Lee. If you have an iPhone 8, you just hold the home button and the off button at the same time.
Yeah.
And it will take a screenshot.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
I found this out by accident twice.
Wow.
Okay. That works with the iPhone though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. So we want to thank everybody who called today and who wrote in, to give us their tips or their ideas.
Their tips.
We appreciate it very much.
We do.
That was Kat that sent that in. Mark Nelson, I'm one of the fortunate ones who heard the jingles. Oh, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Griff, it was fun. I'll see you Tuesday.
Yes, you'll see us on Tuesday, and I hope you'll be there as well, because we always have fun on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. We'll be live on Tuesday at 11 a.m., as we always are. Join us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
You remember starting small and working to build up your business? Bulk remembers too. The entrepreneurs who created Bulk started in 2004 selling liquidation inventory out of their garage. But there was no easy way to pay or ship the goods. Minimum quantities were too big, and there was no guarantee of what they'd receive. Bulk solved these challenges with the goal of helping you grow your business, no matter the size. Bulk offers you liquidation goods across dozens of categories by the pallet or case, sorted by condition. Bulk ships right to your doorstep for one flat rate, complete with an itemized and verified manifest. Cases start at just $100, and you can pay via PayPal, PayPal credit, or credit card with just one click. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.